This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yesterday, I said it had been too long since Ted Nugent had been on the broadcast, and I guess they heard that, as his media people called us and said, hey, he's ready to come on. And man, the story he's got to tell, it just fits into the massive censorship of libertarian and conservative ideas in this country and the reign of terror of political correctness. They have decided to go full bore. I have two articles, one from Washington State and one from Washington, Pennsylvania. Strangely enough, I noticed that looking at the articles, one out of ABC News, one out of CBS News, the one out of Pittsburgh, they sent a political correct operative in there, a woman, to a barber shop and said, do my hair. And they said, we don't have the equipment to do your hair. There's a women's salon down the street. So she went to the government, they fined them, and just like the folks that won't bake the cake for the gay people, they'll end up in jail if they don't submit to it. So he said, I guess I'll get the equipment and the hair rollers and all the rest. I mean, barber shops are for men because you want to be in there 10 minutes. I've gone to barber shops most of my life. I want to go in. I want to get my hair cut. I want to be gone in 15 minutes. I don't want to get my hair cut over 45 minutes an hour. And you've got salons that are for women. I mean, there are salons where there's nothing but women. It has nothing to do with putting women down. But that's indicative of the war on just being male. When they say, we're going to ban the word father or mother, boy or girl, he or she, they mean business. And this is the takedown of civilization we're witnessing and turning people just against themselves, where being married or having children is fundamentally a crime. Where having a single family dwelling is a crime under World Treaty Agenda 21. Where half the roads are turning to robot roads in the next 5 to 10 years. And then they're going to phase them all out. That was announced in the LA Times yesterday. Of course, I told you this 20 years ago. We're here. They're making their move to destabilize things and consolidate power. I have a stack of news here where they are waging war on the family and our very biology. Hillary Clinton says she's sorry about the private email use. We're going to play that clip. Trump has come out and said we have to accept migrants here from Syria because they're, quote, in a hell. But nobody else has to. Not Saudi Arabia. Not any of these countries. And, of course, he's trying to score politically correct points now that he's the front runner. And that's what I've been worried about with Trump, is that once he starts getting closer to the election, he'll moderate towards the Democrats. Well, if the Democrats want to commit national suicide, you can't moderate dragging a double-edged dagger across your arteries. You can't moderate jumping off a 1,000-foot cliff without a parachute. You can't moderate things like this. This is designed to suicide the West, and I don't even mean racially. It's designed to suicide us with balkanization, Tower of Babel, divide and conquer, Cloward and Piven, bankruptcy. So that's all coming up today as well. And then I saw this on local news yesterday. It's now national news. two football players in high school spear the referee and then afterwards said it's okay, he was racist, with no proof.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Want to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs without a radio signal or internet? Just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN live feeds right on your phone, anywhere you want, anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're here live. It's InfoWars Live. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We return weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, with the InfoWars Nightly News. Then Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. with the abbreviated live broadcast, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. World Bank chief economist warns the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve to delay rate rise. Peter Schiff says everybody's got it wrong. They're not going to raise the rates. He says they're going to leave them the same. I tend to agree with him. All the indicators show that, especially with China further devaluing their currency and beginning to dump U.S. treasuries. Upwards of $115 billion in the last week. That is only going to make the Federal Reserve want to continue to race to devalue as well, in my opinion. Obviously, anything's possible with these globalists. They throw so many curveballs. They could do a mix, too. They've been talking about giving central banks free money still with 0% interest, but then raising it for the public in the prime interest rate. So that's probably what you're going to see. In fact, we've kind of already seen that, really, where from what I've seen in the business publications, talking to business people, talking to private individuals, credit started to go up in a lot of sectors. Interest rates have been going up, so I think I kind of just answered our own question right there. Hillary has said she's sorry for illegally having secret emails. Well, why did the head of the EPA have to stand down 2 years ago when she got caught using secret ones? Because it violates the National Security Act, and it violates the Freedom of Information Act, the Open Records Act. Three acts. They're all felonies. She now says that it was a mistake, an interview on ABC News. Donald Trump has made a shocking statement. We have to accept migrants here because they're living in hell in Syria. There are people living in hell all over the world. I don't have to accept them or pay for them. If I want to give money to dig wells in Africa, or I want to give money to the Heifer Project, as I've been given for more than 12 years, to buy cows for African villages, or if I want to buy medical tables and medical beds for people in Central America, which I've done, and if I want to give money to the Salvation Army, which I've done, I mean, I don't talk about my charity, but I'll go ahead and talk about it. I don't tithe to churches, establishment whorehouses. If I found a good church, I would, and there are some good ones out there. I tithe directly to charities that I know give upwards of 85%, that's a good metric, to the actual people. With no strings attached. I have to go do major research that they're not forcing inoculations or they're not focusing a particular socialist worldview attached to that money you're giving to then politically take over those areas. You want to give money, give it to Salvation Army. So I give way more money than probably anybody statistically that I know of. And I do it because I have a job to do that. If I'm for low taxes and if I'm for a small government, then I'm supposed to give. And that's what built this country. And so I actually try to help people. In fact, I started trying to get into all the charity I've given, and all the organizations I've been involved in, and you know the sponsoring of children and all the rest of it. The problem is it's a minefield to not have your money used to basically put them into a psychological and spiritual prison. Because, yeah, they'll buy them breakfast and shoes, but then are you getting the full story of what happens with those charities? That's something I've been wanting to do, is do research on charities. Nobody's perfect. No charity's perfect. But to try to create basically a section on the side of charities that we've researched and that we believe are some of the better charities. United Way and the Red Cross are some of the most evil organizations in the world. Doesn't mean if you volunteer for the Red Cross, you're bad in a hurricane. A lot of good folks volunteer. That's their front. About half the money in both groups goes to gun control, teaching your kids all sorts of horrible things in school, open borders, globalism, world government, you name it. And that's all come out in the news. But I'm already digressing. You give your money to those organizations, you are insane. I told you before it was ever in the news about the Clinton Foundation being an organized crime operation. They're heavily involved with the Bushes. It is despicable when there's a hurricane or a earthquake in Haiti, and then the Bushes are up there on TV with Clinton going, give money to our foundations. We're combining our foundations so they can pay for private jets and hotels and houses. I mean, it's a sick joke. I don't care if they paid for jet flights and hotels, but that ought to be 10% of the money. A healthy charity doesn't spend more than 15% on overhead. That's just a fact. So that's a good metric right there of a charity. If they're spending 20, 30, 40%, look out. Now, I've got all this world news, and I'm digressing here. They are banning in Germany and in Poland and other areas publicly criticizing wide open borders. That's called living in a dictatorship. You're going to accept millions of people running around screaming, you know, at the top of their lungs, they deserve everything free, carjacking, robbing. I mean, the videos are legion. And if you criticize it, we're going to arrest you. Boy, the EU is really free. Associated Press, the latest Polish authorities ban anti-migrant rally. You're migrants. If I want to go to Saudi Arabia, I got to have a visa. If I want to show up and get on welfare there, they'll laugh at you. They're not taking any of the migrants. But if you want to criticize it, they're going to arrest you. And now in England and the rest of the UK, you try to criticize it, the police arrest you. Oh, what free countries you live in. You are captured by a criminal organization, a mafia, a narcotics, child trafficking, sex trafficking, snuff film trafficking, globalist system. You look into NATO, you look into Interpol, you look into these groups. I mean, they are the worst of the worst. They are Spectre. They are Cobra. Oh, play Jakari Jackson's great intro he did on the allegory of Cobra in the real world. And I make the point that major newspapers have made jokes out of that I think Cobra is real. Now, in the video, I say the allegory of Cobra is real. Secret organization in and out of government, arms trafficking, drugs trafficking, money laundering, wearing masks, corporate board meetings, hiding who they are. The globalists always symbolize themselves as a hydra, a snake, an octopus. That's who they are. And so the new movie, James Bond's coming out. It's all about the Vatican and secret societies and Spectre. What do you think the Bilderberg Group and Club of Rome are? They are Spectre. They're beyond Spectre. They've been putting fluoride in the West water for 60 years, knowing it's a chemical warfare agent. They're feeding us GMO. They know creates mass birth defects. They know neurological disorders are up several thousand percentage points. So is type 1 and type 2 diabetes. Breast cancer is up many-fold. Lung cancer in women is up sevenfold, even though smoking's gone down. Do you have the nerve and the will to investigate and find out this is true? Or do you want to go quietly into the night and basically be exterminated? Because let me tell you, as I've said, you're not in Kansas anymore. This is the real deal. Now, that said, I've been trying to think how to quantify this best to explain that our national symbol, our national identity is having chips on our shoulders and racially freaking out. And everyone making excuses for what they do because of what class or sex or supposed race they are. And I look at the headlines today, barber shop fined for refusing to cut woman's hair. And they just said, lady, we don't do women's hair. We don't have the curlers. We don't dye hair. We just cut hair. And they fined them, saying it was discrimination. I guess you can't have a fraternal order of men or women. Marine Corps, women in combat experiment gets mixed results. Washington Post. You're not going to have humans in combat soon. That's why they're putting the women in now. They're phasing it out. They're sabotaging the human system. Football players who rammed ref claim he made racial slurs. Folks, I played football in one of the most unracist areas you're going to find, even when I played football, is a football field where half the people on average are black. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And there's no evidence that they made these slurs. They physically attacked the ref, speared him in the back, which can kill somebody. And then they're saying that it's because he said something racial. Racial slurs. So, and of course these kids go watch movies about discrimination in the 40s and 50s and stuff in baseball, and it becomes their identity. They relive football players and baseball players having racist things said to them. They relive that. They go out. And then if you don't like the ref's call, you just attack them. Could be called attempted murder. If somebody's not wearing pads to hit them in the kidneys, full on with your helmet. And even the coach is defending it. This is just the breakdown of society, total thug society. And then meanwhile, the new James Bond is going to be politically correct, and the new James Bond movie will be the one coming up next, and the new novels will be lectured by women on how being a man is bad. This is all coming up.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
I went down, and the flames went higher.
And it burns.
Well, the ring Ayatollah Khomeini says Israel won't survive the next 25 years.
And it burns.
Taking to Twitter, Iranian leader says Zionists won't find serenity until destruction, calls U.S. great Satan, and rejects any talks with Washington beyond the nuke deal. So that is Iran's response to the West trying to work with them, and you got to ask, what is Obama's real end game here? And I don't want to attack Iran. I don't want to destabilize Syria to try to bring down Iran. I don't want to have war with Iran. I want prosperity for the Persian people. Upwards of 75% in international polls don't like the ruling Shiite rulers. But Saudi Arabia is the majority of Islam. It controls Mecca. It controls the Wahhabist sect that is taking over Sunni religion. It's very diverse and is radicalizing Islam. It is the big threat. So I wonder why Iran plays into the globalist program of acting like villains. Shiites are 19% of Islam. They are not aggressively expanding. They do not generally launch terror attacks in the West. They do run real paramilitary operations, though, against Western forces in the Middle East. But they do have real sleeper cells all over the West of serious military operatives who will take action if there's a war with Iran. And then Saudi Arabia is going to hit them with nukes along with Israel. So there's no winner in any of this. And if you collapse the Middle East further, you're going to have even more refugees pouring into Europe. And now Paul Watson has the article up on Infowars.com. It's incredible. Image after image showing the jihadists by name on their own Facebook pages, showing what men they are. Now as refugees, holding up their machine guns, their 50 cals, their rocket launchers, now on the streets of Europe, pouring in. And Al-Qaeda and ISIS said 3 months ago, 2 months ago, a month ago, we're going to hit you with 500,000 refugees in the next few months, and we're going to flood in with our operatives, and we're going to hit you. And now the attacks have started. And if you try to go out and protest it, you're in a town of 1,000 Germans, 2,000 illegals show up 1 week, you are arrested. And then Donald Trump comes out and says, we've got to take the Syrian refugees. Most of these people aren't even Syrian. They're Pakistani, they're Afghan, that's in the news today. And they're just showing up. They're North African, you name it. No one else would take these people but our sick ruling class that can't wait for the class warfare and all the weird, and we've got to adopt for their culture under political correctness. German women are being told, don't wear short skirts now. It offends the Muslims. Well, I mean, I don't want to offend you. You've got your life. I've got mine. And I'll live how I want to. But see, not a word from the feminists. Because they're not feminists. They're sick freaks that want to go in a barbershop with just regular schmoes in Pittsburgh and go, give me a haircut. Do my hair in curlers. Man, we don't do women's hair. We don't have the equipment. Oh, really? You're a sexist? No. We're a barbershop. We cut men's hair. I'm going to fine you. I'm going to the EEOC. Boom, you're fined. But, oh, we're not going to search the headdresses of the Islamicists. It's because Westerners are tolerant. We're not just tolerant of third world Stone Age culture coming in and dominating us because we have no culture. I mean, I watch these illegals. We're tolerant of the hen-pecking government that wants to end masculinity because it's something that might stand up to them. I mean, this is a full-on war. And I just look at the women of the West that have bought into all this hype and the men that have done it. They're all alone, unhappy. By the time they're 35, 40, they're desperate. There are no men around. I mean, so many women by 35, they're like, I was a big feminist. I didn't want a man that wore the pants. I didn't want. Now I do. Where are they? I want one. And there's all these guys trying to act like trendies and metrosexuals, thinking they can get women that way. You act like a real man, you'll have women climbing over themselves, no matter even how you look. You see these guys that get it with their pot bellies and their wife beaters on. They're treating their wife or their girlfriend nice, but, you know, they're the boss when it comes to many issues of women. Eat it up, because it's what humans do. But don't worry. You want the state to be your husband? He'll give you cancer viruses and GMO.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low profile platform, PVX Muzzle Brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
InfoWars Live. I'm your host, Alex Jones. InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the two big news sites. You can find the free video feed, audio feed, podcast, free Droid app, free iPhone apps, and more at InfoWars.com/show. Please tell friends and family and neighbors and acquaintances or strangers, for that matter, about the broadcast. Whether you're listening on a local AM or FM station, like we're on three stations in Albuquerque right now, or whether you're listening to shortwave or the internet or satellite. I just mentioned Albuquerque as I talked to the station owner yesterday about maybe coming out there sometime to speak to the big audience. That's why I just said, example, Albuquerque with three radio stations, 2 FM, 1 AM. Coming up, Ted Nugent is coming on. Verizon has dropped Sportsman Channel, one of the most popular channels they had. And basically what's happening is they're phasing it out because they're anti-gun. Just like I have the London Telegraph here with the owners of the franchise of Ian Fleming's character, James Bond, saying he's misogynistic, he's bad, and the new James Bond in the future, not this next movie, but after that, in novels and in film, is going to be politically correct. And they actually say here in the article, a cast of characters will point out the error of his chauvinistic ways, including messages about smoking causing cancer, women who give him a run for his money, and an outspoken gay friend. And the point is, it's a directive. It's everything. From your five-year-olds being taught how to be cross-dressers, to women in frontline combat, to estrogen mimickers in the food, to being fined for being discriminatory because a barber shop doesn't cut women's hair. It's like walking in and saying, I want you to color my hair, or I want you to bleach my hair. And they said, lady, we don't do that. We just cut hair. We got razors. We got clippers. We got scissors. That's it. And the guy's interviewed saying, I guess I'll get the equipment. We don't really have women come in here, but okay. He said, I respect the law. I'll pay the fine. Isn't even going to fight back against it. See, it's that attitude of rolling over. Are you going to support the law if they say black people are slaves again? I mean, that's not going to happen, but that was a law. Are you going to support the law that they can sterilize you if you make a C-? That was the law until the 30s, late 30s. You going to support the law if they ban alcohol again? The law is just a law that people make. And folks don't even fight back against these laws if they're unconstitutional. They just say, all right, well, I didn't mean anything. I mean, I just told her we don't do women's hair. I don't know how. I've been cutting men's hair for decades. Okay, I'll do what you say. Good. I just came in here and pecked on some men. This bastion of male chauvinist in here. No, it's men that want to whip in like they did since they were kids and get your hair cut in 10 or 15 minutes and not have to wait. Where you show up and the guy that's going to cut your hair is doing some woman's hair and he's 30 minutes behind. They're called barber shops. Women don't go to them. Women want their hair done more fancy. Unless they're Rachel Maddow. I guess she might go to the barber shop. Who cares? Let her. Janet Reno, barbershop. Hillary Clinton, barbershop. Hell, I'd go into the barbershop. Hillary's there like, hey, Sam, hey, Bob, hey, Hillary. Of course, Hillary wouldn't want to work at a barbershop because there's no women in there. And I get it. Hillary, I like women too. The difference is I don't want to be forced to adopt your entire culture because you want to dominate me culturally and lecture me all day. So we've got Ted Nugent joining us, and then Carl Pittman running for sheriff in Harris County, where we saw the police officer, the sheriff's deputy, executed. He's running down there, and he's a decorated Marine and police officer, sheriff's deputy. And he's worked all over the country, and he's got the endorsement of the Constitutional Association and, of course, helped promote and push and launch the international career now of Sheriff Clark in Milwaukee, and they're behind Carl Pittman. He was on last week with Joe Biggs and Ja'Kari Jackson, really impressive type of guy. He's also got Sheriff Joe Arpaio's endorsement. And he says, simple, he's not left or right. He's a constitutionalist, and he will uphold the Constitution, period. It's not about being black or white. It's about being a constitutionalist. And I'll vote for anybody. I don't care what color you are. It's such an insult to have to even say, you know, I'll vote for somebody no matter what color they are if they stand for the freedom. Well, of course I would. But see, with the Democrats, more and more, they vote racially. That's how they're branding all of it, because they can look at the demographic, and just like the Democrats could win back when the country was majority white, so they were the party of the Klan then, as soon as the Republicans passed the Civil Rights Act, they then flip sides. And now they've turned the minority coalitions basically into black and Hispanic Ku Klux Klan type rhetoric organizations. So Carl Pittman's going to be in studio coming up here from H-Town up to the ATX, Austin, Texas. So we look forward to that. Both guests amazing today. I want to get into the incredible news on the flotillas hitting Europe. I want to get more into political correctness. I want to get into the World Bank and their announcements there. All of this is coming up. But first, Knockout is back. If you want a product that has 10 known ingredients that naturally get your body to relax, your brain to relax, so you get deep, restful sleep, Knockout's it. We had an introductory shipment in of this product we developed over the last few years, and it sold out in 4 days. So we put in a giant order of it, so we should have enough for a few months, hopefully. It's in L-theanine, hops flower extract, lemon balm extract, valerian root extract, chamomile flower extract, L-tryptophan extract, melatonin, and more. All organic, all the natural sources. It's the same price as leading brands of melatonin that are 3 milligrams apiece. It has 3 milligrams, the standard recommended dose for an adult, and it's the same price, but it has its big caplets because it's got the GABA, the L-theanine, the hops flower, all the stuff I just mentioned in it. It's got a big dose of valerian root, 30 milligrams. So it would probably cost $50 to take all this as separate pills. It's $19.95. And it's not like you're going to run off the road when you take this like sleeping pills. You take one or two of these, and it just is really clean, restful sleep is what the reviews are. It's what I've experienced. And it just synergistically puts everything in there. It puts the precursor natural compounds in that break down into melatonin. So it's not just melatonin. It's got the stuff that's in turkey and in red meat, but high levels are in turkey, the L-tryptophan, that then breaks down into that. So your body even absorbs that differently. So it hits you at both angles. It basically hits you from all angles. And I got one bottle of it. It sold out in 3-4 days. I wanted more, didn't have it. This went home with me last night. I took 2 bottles home, and I'm taking it, and I'm also giving it to my children when I'm stupid enough to give them sugar late at night or they're all jacked up, and it certainly helps them sleep. It's hard to get them up at 6:30 in the morning when they've gone to bed at 8:30 the night before when I give them this. If not, sometimes they're up in the middle of the night. You know how kids are, especially when they're excited about the school year starting or whatever the case may be. That product's back. We will sell out of Liver Shield. We're trying to get more of it in. You can do the whole liver gallbladder cleanse. That detail is at InfoWarsLife.com. Got the oxy powder, all the rest of it that goes together discounted. Even though that's going to sell out the next day or two, we do have it discounted with the oxy powder, InfoWarsLife.com. Or 888-253-3139. And we do have the deep cleanse for the whole body with the zeolites and everything else it's got in it to pull out the toxins from the body. You want to go to the next level of antioxidants and deep cleansing? InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And the big blanket site is InfoWarsStore.com. And it's got everything from the highest quality preparedness foods, from My Patriot Supply discounted, the full spectrum, to cook stoves, to mini cook stoves, to gun accessories, to the best survival implements, the best non-GMO seeds, books, videos, Made in America, Patriot apparel. And your purchases of the products makes the entire transmission possible. In closing, we do have the Hillary for Prison shirt. Looks like a normal presidential shirt. On the front, on the back, it says legalized freedom. She can explain to people about InfoWars.com. Great way to spread the word and try to bring this woman that makes Nixon look like an angel to justice. That's also at InfoWarsStore.com. And then finally, please spread the word about our local AM/FM affiliates. Become a sponsor. Support their sponsors, but most importantly, spread the word about the affiliates. I cannot tell you how important that is in the fight. If you want to thank me for what I'm doing, I want to thank you for your support and spreading the word. I want to thank you for supporting our local AM/FM affiliates. I mean, listen, We're going to lose everything if Patriots don't put out the full push. We've beat them on their gun grabs. We've beat them on so many issues. So they're just opening the borders, flooding us, shutting off our power plants, putting in regulations to shut down jobs, forcing Obamacare through to break our political and financial back. They need to break us right now because they know we're on the verge of a massive political realignment. And they admit that themselves. So that's why they're being so naked. It's a con game. Yeah, you can't say father or mother. You know, wearing the pants as a man is racist and hateful. It's government and global social engineers getting in your family, getting in your life, trying to sabotage you at the cellular political level, at the family level. This is a revolution takeover. They're not going to keep all this in place once they've taken over. It's going to be very fascist. They're going to cut back most of the welfare and dependency. You'll just have a government-appointed job that you work your butt off at. It'll be very paramilitary. It'll be drone-operated. It's a very scary future that's coming. But right now is the spoiling and the rottening. Right now is the getting all the dumb collaborators and boobs and fools and everybody else that are foundation-funded to bring the country down. And the exact same tactics are being used in Europe. So we see the arrogance and the floodgates being opened. That's because they are trying to compress, being 15 years behind in their agenda, 15 years into 2 or 3 years. So that's why all hell's breaking loose. That's why suddenly, yeah, we're setting up world government. If you don't like it, we'll arrest you. Yeah, we're going to give you forced inoculations. Yeah, we're going to have world taxes and world regulations. Yeah, we're banning your kid picking up, you know, tomatoes in your garden. That's child labor. Yeah, we're banning lemonade stands. Yeah, we're telling your kids don't listen to your parents. Yeah, we got green police. Yeah, we've got your computer watching you at home and tracking everywhere you go. They're just throwing the gauntlet now. Yeah, we're going to bring millions of illegals a year and legalize them into Europe and just make you accept them. And if you try to protest it, we're going to arrest you. That's Associated Press in Poland and Germany. And now France says, somebody wants to carjack your car, you give it to them if they're an illegal. No police reports are filed, nothing's done. There's videos and photos, old ladies being drug out of cars, jihadis posted on their Facebooks, hey women, you know, I'm in Prague now, I'm in Berlin now, you want a hot jihadi, here I am, and they post on their Facebook, I'm here, I'm a refugee, now ladies, let's party. And the welfare is given to them, boom, and it's done. Posing with rocket launchers and machine guns. And then when they attack, when there's terrorist attacks, you will lose your freedoms. You will lose your basic liberties. You will have your rights taken to keep you safe. And you'll probably be screened. Like when I've been in Europe, I just find it ironic that it's hardcore practicing Muslims, women with their hands covered, their faces covered on the sides, searching me. And I'm not against Muslims in general, but radical Islam is being given the power by Saudi Arabia and the West to take over, bully everyone into it, and then you go to England, you go to Germany, you go to Spain, you go to Italy, and you're there, and half the people screening you, sometimes more, are folks that can't hardly speak English or can't speak Spanish, and they're grabbing your genitals. And America and Europe deserves to be conquered. We deserve to be overrun. We deserve to be slaves because we are. We're slack-jawed, pathetic slaves that don't stand up for the Constitution and that don't deserve freedom. I hate to be nasty about it, but it's true. Donald Trump struck a nerve when he pointed out that Latin America is collapsing. They have 100,000 dead people in 9 years in Mexico. It's unraveling. And we've got millions of illegals a year coming in here, people having their babies for free, everything paid for, a lot of them criminals. And Donald Trump points that out, and they act like it's crazy. Why, he said the sky is blue and that the sun is yellow, and he told that fish swim in the ocean. He's crazy. And they all act like it's wild and upturn reality, invert reality. We're going to go out to break with Donald Trump saying we've got to accept the immigrants. You know, he tells the truth about these Arab countries and African countries won't take them. but that we've got to because we have the moral high ground. The whole world's collapsing into depression. We can't take billions of people, especially if they're put on welfare. This is suicide. Let's go to the clip.
Well, it's a serious problem. We haven't seen anything like it since the Second World War, and it's getting worse and worse. And I was actually impressed in one way, but surprised that Merkel in Germany allowed this to happen, because they're really flowing through all over Europe. And if you notice, Russia's not taking, and China's not taking, and the Gulf states, whether you look at Saudi Arabia or Qatar or any of them, they're taking none. But some of them are, and some of them are actually being very generous. It just really, I wonder, you know, where all these.
Really, Donald, being generous with the Germans that pay some of the highest taxes in Europe, or the French that pay 84% on average for people to come in and get put on welfare? I mean, you read the scams that third world immigrants run all across the place. Somalis up in Minnesota, Afghans in Germany. I mean, they just don't pay the taxes. They don't. They do whatever they want. They run black market operations, and they get welfare. And then, oh, I want to commend Merkel. She's so generous. Hey, Trump, shut your fat mouth, you punk. I knew you'd start flip-flopping. My gut told me something. How about you give your $5 billion to him? Okay? I'm telling you, man, he was against abortion, then he was for it, then he was against it, all the rest of it. He loves Hillary Clinton.
Hour of GCN brought to you by Lipstick. Kick some ash with Lipstick's high-quality e-cig kits and e-juices. Like us on Facebook for a 10% discount. Call 870-525-1440 or visit Lipstick.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm.
It was in 2004.
Into this house
that Paul Watson. Watson wrote an article when Google put out a press release to its shareholders saying we're going to use the microphones and cameras on computers to listen to everything going on in your house and watch it and then put it into an algorithm. So if we hear a dog barking was the example, we will then have dog food or dog accessory ads pop up on your computer. Then we saw in California and Pennsylvania and other areas where kids would be at home with their government-issued laptops, and then one girl was eating Skittles on her bed in her nightgown, and the teacher called the police on her. And they said, yeah, we watch you at home. They didn't tell anybody. It's not creepy. See, they just do it in plain view. And then I was just talking to Joe Jennings, and Marcos Morales has noted this too, with the Macs in our office. We'll be talking about something, but it knows what it's listening to. It only samples sometimes. This is now I'll admit it. But they go, oh, it's not a person. It's a computer with keyword. I want to get a new bed. I was thinking about, you know, getting one maybe with like black leather. And then a black leather bed, an hour later, pops up in an ad. Joe Jennings' car, he hadn't searched it. We'll talk about it right now. I'll talk about Donald Trump more. Joe Jennings has a Samsung phone. Samsung, in its terms of agreement, with its cell phones and its TVs, going back a year and a half ago, put in the terms of service, watch what you say and do. We're listening, we're watching, and selling it to third parties. So he hadn't even searched yet on his phone. He was checking the weather. He hadn't even searched yet on his phone for a battery. His car battery was dead. He rode it on his motorcycle this morning. And it had car battery ads for him. Coincidence? No. Because I can show you their announcements they're doing. Let's go to Joe Jennings. Joe, again, people know this is Big Brother, so they have a tendency to say, oh, this isn't happening. But everyone I know the last few years, this is happening to, where it knows what's going on in your house, or it knows what you're saying, and then they admit they're doing it, but still people can't believe it, Joe.
Yeah, it's just kind of weird. I mean, usually I can understand if you're typing it in and, you know, you're searching on the web or whatever.
It's, yeah, they admit, you know, cookies are doing that. Yeah.
But I had not searched car batteries today, didn't search anything like that. Just mentioned today to CJ and the guys that I had to ride my bike in because the battery in my car died. And then when I searched the weather to see what I'm going to ride home in, a car battery ad comes up. 6% off car batteries. Need a battery? It's just kind of weird.
Well, the first time it happens, you're like, oh, that's a coincidence. How about the 30th or 40th? It's constantly happening.
Oh, yeah. And that's, you know, I got the newer Samsung phone, so it really listens to you.
Well, they admit it is. I mean, I want new listeners to understand. It's a normal response to go, this is crazy. It's not happening. This guy's nuts. Look it up. There's an InfoWars.com article. Just type in Samsung TVs admit they're listening, and we can put it on screen. I forget the exact headline, but it was from last year. And this is really going on, just like I told you 5 years ago in the Obama deceptions that they're going to ban the word mother and father, and now they're doing it. I'm going off what the globalists say they're going to do. Samsung responds to privacy concerns over TVs recording personal conversations. Yeah, that's the second article they responded to us. Go to the original article. And they would have a video tutorial. There'll be a link in that article. Put it back up and I'll show you. There it is. Samsung admits private conversations being sent to internet server. Smart TVs prompt privacy backlash. And I was told by a Time Warner executive, a high-level engineer, in 1997 that the Scientific Atlantic digital cable boxes that were coming in had a microphone in them and that it was being listened to. He also told me DVRs would soon come out and record shows that they watch what we watch in algorithms. That came out a few years later. We broke it apart. I did on TV and showed people. I got death threats. Okay, so they didn't want you to know about this. We'll be back with the whole Donald Trump thing. And then we got a special guest in studio.
Visit GCNLive.com.
Donald Trump says Germany's generous. Take all the illegals in.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Bridge, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt Carrier Group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at hdfirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at hdfirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's hdfirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.